All right, good afternoon, and thanks for coming. These type of decisions that we announced last night are always difficult. You're talking about affecting people's lives, their families, etc. In the case of Rob Chudzinski, a really good person, a good man, somebody we respected and liked a lot, that makes the decision even tougher. If you'll reflect back to, really, I think the last time that I spoke with you all in a public manner, I think it was, I don't know if it was July 26th or 27th, it was the opening day of camp, and you all asked me the predictable question, well, what would be a good year, how many wins? And I think if you'll remember, what we said was, we don't really want to answer that question, which probably didn't surprise you. What we would say is that it's really important that we show improvement during the course of the season. Specifically, we talked about, I believe if you look back at the quote, we needed to be better in the last three games than we were the first three games. And as the season developed and what was, you know, really a really nice start, and as we got later into the season, it was our feeling that as a team, we were not getting better. And, yes, we had a young team, but I think if we reflect on it, we would all say a young team should get better, and we simply didn't feel like that was happening. Now, I know Joe and I sat up here a year ago and have said numerous times that continuity was really important to any organization, and we still feel that. We understand why there might be some skepticism. If you looked at Joe's career in Philadelphia, the brief time period we spent in Pittsburgh, and if you look at how we run our business, it's not one that we make personnel changes frequently. We understand the importance of continuity. But I think, and I think it's really important for you to hear this, we also understand the importance of getting it right. And there'll be a lot of people who said we should have given this staff a second year, a second chance, and that's a very fair and valid comment. In our estimation, we were best to go ahead and make a change, try to get it right so that we could move forward, and candidly, most importantly, give the fans here the kind of winner they deserve. There's nothing that, and you all have every right to write it, that galls me more than to read on Monday mornings, same old Browns, because that's not what we're all about, and that's not what we came here for. You have a right to be skeptical, and until we turn it around and start winning games and start winning important games and playing meaningful games late in the year and be sitting up here this time of year talking about who we're going to play in the first round of the playoffs, you have every right to be skeptical. But that's Joe and my job, is to go out and find the person to lead the organization, to coach the team, to give us those kind of results, and it's something we take extremely seriously. We understand there'll be skepticism until we get it right, and candidly, we deserve it. I know there'll be questions about what you're going to be looking for as a coach, and I think you got to be careful. Coaches come in all shapes, form, and fashions. But I think real simply, and we've spent a lot of time talking about this, we want an individual who's a strong winner, who knows how to win football games. And we'll begin our search immediately. I don't know if it'll take a week or a month. The importance to get it right. And there'll be all kinds of rumors out there. We understand that. We're not going to respond to any of them. And it's our intent to bring back the kind of coach I just mentioned to this room sometime over whatever time period. But the important thing is to get it right. I'll turn it over to Joe, and then we'll be glad to answer any questions.
Thanks. I really not much to add. I just really want to express the very difficult couple of days for us. I think everybody in the building, and I think you heard it from our players, has a lot of respect and likes Chud. We also have a number of assistant coaches whose lives are impacted. So it's been a hard time, obviously harder for them than for us, but certainly something we have feelings about and care about those individuals. We are going to go to work right away. As last year, we're not putting a time limit on the search. If it happens quickly, that's great. And if it takes some time to make sure we get the right person, we're prepared to do that. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Gentlemen, do you think that this was fair to Chudzinski considering the mess he inherited? And you for that?
Well, I think we, again, as Jimmy said, and I understand speculation about some deeper answer than what we're giving, in our minds, there should be improvement happening At whatever level you may assess the team or the talent, as you go through a season, you see teams get better. Sometimes they're not very good teams, they get better. Sometimes they're the best teams in the league. It was concerning to us that that wasn't happening, and it left us feeling like the best thing to do was to make a change.
Three average quarterbacks. You traded Trent without seeming to have a plan at running back. You had a shuffle of running backs. How do you justify this? Who could have won with this?
Well, I think it's just what we said, and I think if you look around, you'll find similar situations to what you're describing and teams that improved as the year went on. And don't want to walk through all the teams around the league, but I think that the improvement that should be happening during the season, regardless of the talent level that you're at, is something that you have to be able to see, and it's something that's happening on many of the rosters. I think you could argue this year on every roster with a first-year head coach, in spite of very difficult quarterback situations and injured quarterbacks on a number of those teams, and that's just what you need to see.
If you couldn't get the right guy the first time, why should people think you could get the right guy this time?
Well, I think we said that. Listen, we deserve the skepticism. We accept it. It is what it is. We have to prove to y'all we'll get the right guy. So we're confident we can do that. But until that individual comes in and wins football games, talk's cheap. So actions speak loud. We're confident we can do that.
Your take on the talent that was brought in here this year through the draft, through your free agencies and your one major trade?
Yeah, I think that we said all along that we felt like the draft of 2013 did not compare to the draft of 2014. We liked the talent in the draft of 2014. We have 10 picks, two first, a second, two thirds, and two fourths. We think that free agents, both free agents we signed and free agents we picked up along the way, have considerable talent and ability. And do I think we're where we need to be talent-wise now? No, I don't. Do I think we can get there over the next couple, 3 years? Yes, I do. You all have heard this way more times than I have because most of you have been around here a lot longer. But this is the crucial offseason for the Cleveland Browns. And Joe and I accept that. We accept the responsibility. We have lots of room on the cap. We have 10 draft picks, as we mentioned, and we've got to hire a new coach. And if we get that right, then we'll have a lot of really positive press conferences. If we get that wrong, the responsibility is on us. So we all understand, and we just met with a core group of our players. We understand, we feel this, a lot of pressure to get this right, and for the franchise, for the city of Cleveland, for our fans, we understand how important it is.
Joe, how do you sell a long-term vision to a new coach when you've just fired a guy after less than a year?
Well, I think Jimmy referenced this earlier. I think what should stand out to people is the track record we both have. I mean, when we hired Andy Reid in Philadelphia, he won 5 games the first year. There was no consideration for making a change, and we stayed together for 14 years. I think Jimmy referenced his own career background in terms of continuity and the emphasis on it. I think the fact that this didn't go well doesn't change the track record we both have in attracting good people, recognizing good people, and having continuity once we've done that.
Joe, actually fans here have been through more coaching changes than probably you two guys put together, and they've heard all that, okay, here comes the new thing, and we're going from 4-3 to 3-4, whatever. Do you understand kind of the fatigue of here we go again, and why they say, where it didn't seem like there was anything egregiously wrong with Jasinski, why people would be upset?
Well, first of all, obviously, yes. I'm not sure we're not in their shoes. We haven't experienced it all. So in reality, I can't tell you that we know exactly how they feel, but we certainly have a sense of it, and to the extent we don't, we have plenty of people.
There's always a feeling, okay, now you're back a year when you bring in a new guy, because he's got to bring in his guys and his offense and his coordinators and his whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that in this era, especially in the situation we are with the cap and the draft, that we're asking people to, sit still for some long-term plan. You see right now 3 teams that were picking at the top of the draft last year that have new coaches that are in the playoffs right now. So I'm not predicting that because that doesn't always happen, but the idea of seeing progress and meaningful progress is something that we don't have any problem with people expecting and demanding of us.
John, you had a set of criteria by which you searched for your head coach last year and hired Chud. And so I'm wondering, did the formula fail you? And if so, will you change the formula? And what now would you be looking for this time around?
Well, I mean, I think that Jimmy referenced it earlier, the idea of finding a coach that we're confident can win, can take this group, see it as a group that has a strong nucleus, help together figure out how to utilize the assets we have going into the offseason to take us to the next level. I think that's the focus of what we're going to try to find.
You just mentioned Matt Rapczynski, though. He's a guy who believed he could win. He bought into your plan. He supported your plan when everything was geared towards 2014.
Well, first of all, I'm not sure we agree with the premise. I mean, we were one of the most active teams in free agency and in the entire NFL. That's not something geared toward 2014. It's geared towards making progress and improving as the season went on. So obviously there were some instances, the draft being most conspicuous, where we did not utilize every asset we could have. But we feel that there was reasonable basis to expect the team to get better as the year went on. And as we analyzed why that wasn't happening, it left us feeling we needed to make this change.
When you don't use a lot of cap room, and when a lot of draft picks are traded for the future and your starting running back is traded for the future, that's a pretty heavy emphasis on the future.
Well, I think if you took the players that we added, if you took them comprehensively, undrafted free agents, people we claimed, people we drafted in free agency, I mean, you look at the teams we play over the last 5 or 6 weeks and compare it, I think we'll stack up okay in terms of what we added for 2013.
Jimmy, Dan DeRose with 19 Action News. I'm not a sports guy. I'm a news guy, so new to all this. So I'm in here as a voice to the fans to ask their questions. Small sampling from our Facebook page, as you can imagine, blew up with news last night. Real quick, this team remains an embarrassment, not only to the NFL, but the fans as well. We deserve better. Who really cares anymore? They have lost their fans trying to outsmart the rest of the league, and frankly, they've encouraged apathy instead of hope. And lastly, totally done with anything Browns. Haslam and his, these are their words, Haslam and his stooges, Banner and Lombardi, can pack up and get out of Cleveland. Jimmy, can you assure the fans, their words, not mine, that you don't have the three stooges running this operation?
Yeah, listen, I feel really confident we have the right people to take this organization where we need to, okay? And I think what the fans need to understand is, and you all have heard me say on numerous occasions since we've been here about a year and a half now, we have the best fans in the world, okay? And I've said our fans deserve better. And what I want our fans to hear is nobody cares about winning and is going to work any harder to get us there than the people you're looking at right now, particularly the owner. Okay, we take this extremely seriously, and I purposely said what I said earlier. It galls me when you all write, and you have the right to do it, and people have the right to say it, same old Browns. It's our single mission to change that.
Maybe an apology to the Browns that we're now set back yet another year, and here we are again, an apology that you made the wrong choice with the wrong guy?
You know, listen, we could get into that all you want. I think the key message needs to be we're going to work hard to get this right, okay? We're going to work hard to get this right, and we're going to do everything we can to get it right.
I just want to add, I mean, as unpopular and undesirable for us to be sitting here right now and acknowledging that we didn't get it right, I think the fact that we're making this change makes a statement that we're not going to accept not being really successful. And I think that whether you agree with the decision or not, that that's an important message for our fans to hear. It may be one of the things that we feel will make a difference as we go forward. We're going to demand of everybody, including especially in starting with ourselves, that we be successful. And if we're not, we're going to do what we need to get there.
Yeah, and I'll say one other thing. These are expensive moves, okay? And so we're not only just saying it, we're talking with our pocketbook here, okay? So these are not cheap moves to make, and I'm not saying that should be the guiding factor, but we're doing everything we can to get this right.
When you hire a rookie coach, you presume probably that he's going to have some rookie growing pains. What convinced you that this improvement you were looking for couldn't happen next year? I mean, a lot of guys get 2 years in this.
Yeah, I think totally fair question, and frankly, we spent a lot of time debating it and discussing it before we came to the decision. And what tipped the scales was our expectations, looking at other first-year head coaches going back a number of years, to make sure we were being fair in our expectation that we should be making progress. which doesn't mean we had unrealistic expectations. I think Jimmy referenced it. We know the team needs more talent to be the caliber of team we're looking for. But if the answer was time, then we should have been seeing the trajectory moving upward, and then it was reasonable to expect as more time passed, the trajectory would continue to move upward. When we felt the trajectory was actually moving downward, then we felt that the answer was more than time, and that led us to conclude we thought we needed to make this change.
When did you conclude that this was necessitated?
We made the final decision on Saturday. We've probably been talking about it for maybe the last week.
Can you speak to the right conversations person? Upstairs? Was there philosophical differences between the front office and Chug when it came to personnel and when it came to things going forward? Because this is a major decision here, and it seems to be that it's more than just about wins and losses as well.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be unequivocal. There was no such thing. We worked together well. I think as it's even referenced in a number of your questions, we had a philosophical agreement on a plan. And it was executed. That doesn't mean we agreed on the evaluation of every single player. That's never going to happen. If it does, it's not, frankly, very healthy. But the group worked together very well, and there's nothing to those reports.
Joe, is anybody on the staff a candidate to be head coach, and is there anybody from your last year's search who will be a repeat candidate?
We're still deciding on the first. And I don't think there will be anybody from last year's search that will be a candidate this year.
Gentlemen, you both discussed hiring the right person. After dismissing a coach after 1 year, why would that person want to come to the team?
Yeah, that's a fair question, and that's something we debated internally as we worked through this process. And I still am convinced that this group can not only identify but attract, recruit the right person to come here. And I think a lot of it is I've gotten to talk to people around the country who know the NFL. You know what and these are people who really know the NFL. The first thing they say to me is, do you know what you got there? Do you know what a great franchise that is? And they talk about it in terms like the Packers and the Steelers. And that adds even more, I hate to keep using the word pressure, but strong feelings that we need to get this thing and get it right. So, yes, we do think we can get – we're not naive to the fact that we just let a first-year head coach go, but we think we can attract the right candidate here.
You and your company are also facing a difficult legal situation with an investigation.
Sure.
Fans are affected by that. They look at the owner of the Browns and say, who is this guy?
Sure.
What kind of person bought the team? Does that affect – can you just address how that affects your ownership of the team, whether it might impact a coach's hire, whether a guy might say, am I going to come here with this situation looming?
Yeah, sure. I think we've said all along, and I'll say it again. Listen, this is embarrassing for our family, our company, and I apologize to any cloud it has put over the city of Cleveland or the Browns, okay? Nobody feels worse about that than I do, okay? The company has done everything we said we'd do. We've paid everybody back with interest. We have dealt with the individuals who made some very poor decisions. We've resolved the majority of the lawsuits. We're working closely with the government to work through these issues. So we're confident we'll have a successful long-term outcome. Has it been a distraction for me in terms of time to spend here over the past 6 months? Yes. Are we starting to move out of that phase? Yes. Do I think we can attract the right person to come here? Yes, I do.
I just want to add a little bit on this attracting the right person. Excuse me one sec. I'm just going to finish the answer with that, and then we'll come to you. I really think the most important thing going forward is, are we going to be able to identify and attract the right coaching candidate? So I just want to spend a second on that. What a head coach is interested in determining is he going to be able to go to a place where he can be successful and where he can enjoy coaching because of the passion of the people in the building he works with in the city that he's coaching in. So I think Jimmy's already established himself as somebody that's interested in owning an NFL team for no other reason other than wanting to win football games and focusing everything on trying to have the best football team we possibly can. I think we also have in myself somebody that has a 14-year history with the same coach and a great amount of success that should give somebody comfort. We have a strong nucleus of talent on the team, including 5 Pro Bowl players, and we're going to have a significant amount of cap room, a lot of draft picks, and really an excellent opportunity for anybody that's looking for a head coaching position.
Are you confident the grand jury will resolve this next year without being indicted? Can you talk a little bit about the reports that there is a plan B ownership in place in the event that happens?
You know, I think the focus needs to be on the Browns and football, but let me just say this. I think we accept responsibility for what happened at our company, okay, as the person at the top, okay? I think we've maintained all along that we have not done anything wrong, okay, and that we're confident there'll be a successful outcome.
Owning the Browns this time next year?
I don't know how many times I can say that we expect the Browns to be a long-term asset of our family.
You thought that Chudzinski was your guy. What did he not have that you thought he would? What did he not show you this last year that you thought he would show?
Well, I think the evaluation was based on the results, and I think we anticipated that through the season, especially, you know, with a young team, you see the fastest improvement in young players, that we'd see a greater amount of progress than we did.
Joe, you evaluate the key roster moves that you guys made in the offseason, the drafting of Mingo, did you think it was a good pick? McFadden, Devon Best trade, and then Paul Kruger was the biggest money free agent. I don't think he had to get 5 sacks.
You know, I'm reluctant to go player by player because obviously, you know, the players are you know, I don't want to say anything that offends anybody. You know, overall, I think that we moved the needle forward, not as much as we need to. I think we had a long-term strategy as related to the draft and a shorter-term strategy as related to free agency. I think most of the moves, both the free agent moves and the draft moves, need to be judged over time. I'm very optimistic that over time, whether we're dealing with undrafted free agents, the players we claimed, or the free agents we signed, that will prove to have been a year in which we moved the needle forward as it relates to the talent level on the team. That's not to say there still isn't a ways to go. We fully recognize that. Nobody is saying otherwise, and we'll endeavor here soon to try to start to move that needle even further forward on the talent side.
The guys picking the players have a longer time to prove themselves than obviously coach did?
Well, I mean, again, I'm not going to go player by player, but, you know, you used a list. I think there are a lot of names we could add to the list. If you talk about some of the people that got injured, the Hoyers, the Deion Lewis's, the Dez Bryant's, Groves, I mean, some of those I think were and will prove to be excellent moves. And then there's other moves that time will prove whether they were as good of moves or not. But your initial list was just moves about, you know, which you may have some question.
When you had Hoyer playing a couple games, and I think even around the bye week, you said, you know, basically you're pretty pleased with how things were going. You know, I guess what I'm thinking is when you had decent quarterback play, you had a decent team. And when you didn't, you didn't. And I guess how does Chud fit into that?
Well, you know, he only played 2 games. One was Cincinnati, where I think everybody would agree was probably the best game we had all year, but we scored 17 points. The other was a Minnesota team in which, you know, it was a tough game, and we won on the road. So I think that you'd have to have a longer stretch and evaluation of just how strong the quarterback play and what that was translated into. But again, I think if you look around the league, including some of the first-year teams and their quarterback challenges and injuries and second and third quarterback play, you would still say that expectation of seeing meaningful growth through the season would be a reasonable expectation. Tony?
Some people would say that the quarterback depth chart should have been in reverse from the beginning of the year. How much did the coach's handling of the quarterback situation affect the outcome today?
You know, I know it's natural to kind of find things, but I think the root of the decision here related to the progress that we saw. I don't have any second guessing of their utilization and teaching of the quarterbacks and the order that they played them in. I think that lack of progress, you know, really across the roster and the overall play of the team was what really drove us to be here today.
So, you know, last year you guys really kind of liked Ray Horton when he interviewed, but based on what you said a little earlier here today, that you doubt that you haven't decided yet on the guys, but also you said that you doubt that you will re-interview anybody that you interviewed last year. Where does Horton fall?
I mean, I think when I talked about the existing staff that we're still discussing whether we think there's a candidate or candidates on the staff as we sit here today.
Joe, would you consider giving the next coach a little more input on personnel or, you know, some power in that regard? Or might that be necessary to get the person you want?
I think we're open to whatever structure we need to have to get the right person. But I also, you know, we work very closely with the coaching staff. They were, you know, really mostly through Chud, intimately involved in all the decisions we made and had input in the decisions we made. Again, that doesn't mean we agreed on every evaluation, didn't have some discussions. But our philosophy has been to have a very collaborative approach to how we make personnel decisions.
So you have players in that locker room where this is becoming an annual and biannual tradition, changing coaches. How do you sell the plan to them?
Well, I mean, I think we spoke to the team as a whole today and had a separate meeting with a group of the leaders of the team. And what you're describing is absolutely true, and it's justifiably frustrating, and it creates some skepticism. You know, our job as the leaders of the organization, the job of the new head coach will be to kind of work through that. We have a highly competitive group of core players that I think are very anxious to find the right person to follow and try to get the franchise where they so badly want it to be.
Time for just a couple more, please.
Where do you stand with all the coordinators and assistant coaches?
Right now they remain under contract, but we've indicated to them we'll be very liberal in agreeing to any permission requested by any other team to talk to them.
Maybe a third of the questions were about talent evaluation. Do you find it odd that your general manager doesn't take part in these meetings? Meetings with the press, Joe always comes out.
I've never really thought about it, to be honest.
You said this was the crucial offseason and that you guys bear the responsibility for that. So the question is, what happens? You're not going to change owners. What's next?
Listen, Tony, let me say a couple things. We're in this for the long run. I think I've said that time and time again. We feel the responsibility to get it right, okay? And believe me, everybody that works in this building understands how important, first of all, getting the right coach, then having a successful free agency, and then a good draft are. And we're not going to know that until probably about a year from now. But everybody is understanding, and everybody is totally focused on that.
How do you convince these candidates coming in that they will have more than a year or two to get their job done?
Yeah, I just think these are going to be, I have no idea, we'll interview 3 people or 10 people, okay? And they are intense sessions with these individuals, and I feel confident that we're going to be able to convince people that this is not a good but a great place to coach, where they'll have great support and everything they need to be successful. Now, talk is cheap, as I said earlier, and we'll know a year from now or 2 years from now or maybe 6 months from now if we're successful at that, but we feel confident we can do it.
Gordon said it would be a huge loss if you were to change your offense and change your offensive coordinators. Will you encourage any new coach to keep your coaches? Are you satisfied with how your coordinators did?
No, I think that if you hire a new head coach, you have to empower him to make those decisions. And he will evaluate what he thinks the best staff he could put together to achieve what he wants to achieve and have a staff that works together well. And those decisions will be completely in the hands of whoever we hire.
Some of what's been said today was almost verbatim what was said a year ago. How do you address the fans to believe?
I think I said, listen, I understand why there's skepticism. I get it. And I don't think this press conference or anything we say over the next few days is going to change anybody's mind. We've got to go out and produce better results. That's all we can say. And that's what we got to do. And there's nobody that understands that better than the two of us.